irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to the Concierge Coaches Show with Bruce Cameron and Cindy DeFerdinand, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everybody. It's Bruce Cameron along with Cindy DeFerdinand, and welcome to another episode of the Concierge Coaches Show here on LA Talk Radio. How's things going, Cindy?
Hey, how are you? Welcome to everybody listening. Good. And you? How's everything in Texas?
Everything's just fine. Rolling right along. Well, today.
Rolling.
Yep. So, man, I just want to get right down to it. We got several things to cover today. And one of the things that we'll get to a little bit later on in the show is this whole notion, this whole new paradigm, Cindy, called paired coaching. And we'll talk a little bit about that, about what that is and how that applies in the life coaching, executive coaching sphere.
Right, and how that might benefit people. New shift in coaching. And like every show, we've had a lot of guests on from different specialty arenas of the coaching profession and how they're helping their niche target audiences. And we, first of all, do the show, Bruce and I, so that we can introduce, allow our audience to kind of take a peek behind the curtain of what coaching is, how it can benefit you personally as a coachee, and also invite coaches in to talk about what they're doing out there in the world of coaching. So I think it's always important to talk about, maybe we can start here, Bruce. You and I had a meeting prior to the radio show today, trying to, you know, put it out there. If somebody is out there listening in the audience and, you know, maybe for the first time, isn't quite sure, do they need coaching? You know, what are the signs, you know, like what's a good description of, why or when you might need coaching? And so I wanted to open it up with, one of the things I see is so beneficial is the accountability factor when you have a coach. Maybe you know you want to change your life. Maybe you even know you have a dream you want to fulfill or a goal professionally or personally. But a coach is kind of somebody who will keep you accountable, kind of make you do what you want to do is a good way to put it. And having that person there pushing you, helping you do what it is you say you want to do is one of the key you know, roles of a coach. And so I think maybe we could toss back and forth, Bruce, and just talk about why we think coaching benefits people, who out there might be thinking, do I need a coach? And maybe we'll cover some of that and get some of those questions answered. And of course, if we have a client, they're welcome to call in and ask any questions. What do you think is the key factors that indicate that somebody could benefit from coaching? I mean, I obviously think everybody can benefit, including mm-hmm. I've been coached. I know you have, you know, we all can benefit from it. It's a great investment because you're investing in pushing your life forward in some way, right?
Exactly. I think at some point the person has an unmet need somewhere that's not being fulfilled, or it could be several. And identifying those blocks to get those needs met can be a very core piece of wanting to have a coach.
Have somebody to bounce it off of.
Well, yeah, but to help them get to a better place or to help them reach one or several life goals.
Right.
And
I think that's the typical thing. You know, when people think of coaching, they think, okay, what is a coach? You know, it's somebody who aligns with you, who understands you, who is supporting you, and who is partnering with you to move forward in some way in your life. And if you're unable to move forward, a coach is also trained to help you figure out what's holding you back. What are the things that are stopping you from doing exactly what you want in life and really, really getting what you want. And I think that's the coach's job, is to get underneath it, to determine, help you determine what, where it is you want to go and what you really, really want. Because a lot of times, and I know you've probably experienced this too, Bruce, people often show up for one thing and it completely becomes something else in the coaching process. I don't know if that's ever happened to you, where they come for one reason, but then they find out what's really underneath and what they really want. They completely change directions. Have you had that experience with coaching?
Yeah, even recently, I have a client that identified as an executive coach at First Pass, looking at business goals and other types of things related to the workplace. But then it quickly turned into a lot of things in his personal life that were just upside down. I mean, core relationships just, you know, damaged, on fire.
On fire.
Down. Yeah, I mean, just to use a little sound all Texan down here. But yeah, I mean, just really messed up. And then that's where you kind of cut back and look at that hierarchy of needs. Mm-hmm, I mean, man. Mm-hmm. We've got to get those relationships on a better platform so that this person can work more productively in the workplace.
Right, right.
And be able to do that. So that's always in the back of the person's mind. So like you said, to your point, Cindy, that they self-identify for one thing. And once you start to peel the onion a little bit, it turns into something else.
Right. And a lot of times, you know, they may want to move in a certain direction. And until they settle those things, the relationship issues, or I call it clearing the debris. So, you know, I do a lot of business startup coaching, and somebody is entrepreneurial minded and they have a business project or some sort of business they're setting up, whether it's developing a product or a private practice, could be very things. But often they come with those personal things that are holding them back. And until they clear the debris and get coached personally on what's standing in their way, they can't get to the end goal. And so often our first few coaching sessions are to do exactly that. And most of the time people know that, not always. Some people come knowing there's things blocking them, holding them back, and have a somewhat of an idea of what those are. The coaching process helps them dig deeper to really bring that stuff up to the surface. I had a client call today and we worked on clearing a lot of debris as she launched a business. And one of those fundamental core issues in her personal life was rearing its ugly head on the professional side. And so we did a session around that and really got some keen insights on how she can handle that moving forward, so that issue or block, if you will, doesn't creep in and cause her to make poor business decisions, you know. So I think that it's important to note that, you know, everybody on, if they're coming for business coaching, and, you know, we do executive coaching, I do business startup coaching, they also have a personal life, right? They operate outside of the business zone. And so this client of yours that you're working with, you know, how long do you expect it to take, or, you know, how many sessions? And I know that's hard to ask that question, Bruce, but from your experience in dealing with business executives, what percentage of the sessions and how much time does it take to clear those personal issues so that they can achieve their dreams and their goals and what they're looking for?
You know, I've seen it work both directions. I mean, I've seen the first part of a coaching contract be consumed with the personal issues, right? And then we had to go with a 2.0 extension, if you will, just to get to the other.
Right. You have to extend the time. Yeah. Yeah. I'm with you. You go past, you know, in the business world, 6 months, 12 months is typical. And in the personal, I'd say 3 to 6. And, but sometimes when they're not getting to where they want to go because they have to clear that stuff first, it can take longer, but well worth the time spent in coaching. Because without that time spent to clear those issues and the debris that's holding them back, they're probably not going to be successful moving the dial forward on their own. So I'm sure you've experienced clients who are very, very grateful that you spent that time with them personally so that they can start achieving their goals and dreams.
Exactly. So, you know, and I want to say conversely that I've had business corporate clients, and we spend all of the first engagement kind of on the work nemesis. You know, there's this one person who might have it out for my client, and it's a very damaged professional relationship and just affects everything. It's a really big junction piece. And so that can happen. Now, I'd like to, but this is a nice segue, or we can table it. But this is a perfect example, Cindy, when you're working with somebody, another issue emerges itself, and it might be like, man, like I might be working with somebody, and you know they're struggling with blood pressure or their diet or whatever else, and I might think, ooh, I should have Cindy come alongside me on this case, you know, focus on my client, you know, for this piece or that piece, right? And once we get that kind of taken care of, then I can re-engage. And that's a good thing about the paired paradigm, right?
Right. That's something that we do together, just so our audience understands what you're talking about is, you know, things can come up in coaching sessions that are outside of our wheelhouse, so to speak. Now, one of the things that young coaches are taught is, you know, what coaching is and what coaching isn't. You know, we never practice therapy. We're not licensed to practice therapy, unless, of course, you are. In some cases, a lot of coaches are. So we're taught to refer out. What Bruce is referring to is a concept him and I have come up with and work together on, as we call it, paired coaching, where we can come together and intersect on the same case, meaning the same client. And we share the sessions. We can come in together initially and do a 360 in person, and then split the coaching sessions so they get perspective from each of us and our different backgrounds, male, female. I'm trained up in business and am a clinical nutritionist. So when it comes to wellness, I'm the candidate. Bruce, of course, has a very good experience base as a counselor and psychology background and as a federal agent. So he may have expertise that I don't have. So sometimes we work separately, but sometimes we come together in paired coaching for the benefit of the client. Sometimes we get down the line and see that our partner, our paired partner, can help out in a case and bring them in temporarily for a session or two. But we really... everything. I mean, Bruce, I know like it all sounds really professional and, you know, what we do, it's all about the client. It's always about what's going to benefit the client the most. If we believe this client could use the impact of both of our expertise in coaching, it's all about the client. And it's a case by case situation.
Well, yeah. And again, this isn't a fly by night shotgun approach. Okay. I mean, this is a very laser client driven, issue driven, goal setting approach that, you know, we just apply as coaches, applying coaching techniques in a very laser like and specific way to assist our clients. And so what happens is you get the benefit, or our clients get the benefit on the paired, if we're doing a paired coaching engagement, that they get the benefit of both of our skill sets, right, inside the same contract. So in other words, if we have a coaching engagement with an executive with company X, that rate is still the same as if they had the
we don't charge more. Right. We don't charge more to work with both of us if it requires
things out among ourselves. Right.
Right, right. We make it work for the client. It's all about the client.
Right. We make it work for the client. And if it's a company, we make it for the company and the client as well. But now this can be done individually as well. Just depending on the situation. Everybody's situation is a little bit different. Nobody's situation is exactly the same.
No, it's true. Every person I've ever coached is uniquely different than the next one. I don't even think there's parallels. I can't even come across parallels, I got to be honest, in my coaching profession. You know, I keep seeing this vision, this picture. Somebody out there may be saying, well, maybe I need pair coaching, or, you know, what determines whether somebody needs both of you or just one? So typically coaching is done on a one-on-one, right? But not exclusively. There are groups that, you know, I've heard of four coaches to one client. We determine based on the client's needs initially before, based on our assessment of what they're trying to accomplish or where they need to go. And also sometimes it will come up after working with somebody that they would really benefit from some work with, you know, a client of mine would benefit from some work with Bruce. But I think what I keep seeing in front of me is, you know, if you're trying to dig your way through something, say you're trying to get into a tunnel or a cave and there's all this rock and debris, you know, blocking the entrance and you can't even get to what you want to get to inside, you got to start pulling it aside. And sometimes a partner, a coaching partner can help move that debris. So it's all about getting the client what they want. And I like your use of laser. It's a laser approach to getting them where they want to go quicker by clearing it away. And sometimes having a partner coach, we call it paired coaching, what we do, really helps move the dial quicker for the client.
Yes. And let's park there about moving the dial and being, you know, they always talk about brief solution focused work. I think that's what we do, and that we're about motion and we're about action, and so, you know, our idea is to move through the process as comfortable, but also as quick, but also
I think coaching in itself as a skill set or model is quick. It's generally quick. When you think about, okay, I'm going to hire a coach, maybe it'll be 90 days, 6 months, a year, but I'm going to invest in myself. And when I'm done coaching, I will have moved forward and got to the place I want to be. I mean, whether it's erasing a personal problem, moving to a new location, starting a business, getting in or out of a relationship, whatever your goal is to move your life forward, I'm going to get there because I worked with a coach and that investment was to get me there. Whereas maybe you wouldn't have achieved the dream. You wouldn't have got there. So the coach is there to help you get there and get there quicker.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And to get there in a way that's meaningful for you. You know, I'm kind of reminded of people who would see a psychodynamic psychotherapist, you know, and that relationship could drag on for years. You know what I mean? Laying on the couch, free associating, doing some dream work, you know, getting back to some primary process issues, maybe looking at some, you know what I mean? Inner child stuff, whatever. Boy, I think it just drag on and on and on. Year after year after year, at a whole, you know, a ton of money later, you know. And anyway, this is the opposite of that. Make no mistake about it. So I think, you know, that's just another man. You know, I look at the two of us and we get along so well, but yet we do have a lot of different skill sets between us, and between us working together, we cover a whole lot of ground. You know what I mean?
Well, because it's a compliment, our backgrounds and but also it's taking our diverse backgrounds, which can be a benefit depending on a client and their situation, but also our coaching skills and our experience base together. We have a lot of the same common goals, and why we do this as a profession is to cut through it quicker. I mean, I would definitely call you a cut to the chase type of person. Maybe even a little bit, you may tip somebody over the edge a little quicker than I would even. Your style. I'm talking about your style. But no, I really do.
Over the edge, folks.
You know, like I may grab them just as they're going over just to kind of make the landing a little smoother, and you're just, boom, kicking them right over. No. And which is good. It's a good compliment, but I think it's important for our audience to understand that coaching is mainstream now. Coaching is now seen as an important and essential part of even a personal life and, you know, personal development, better relationships, but also professionally, to, you know, if you're going to be on the cutting edge, to develop your career. Coaching is really a necessity nowadays. It's really seen as a necessity. I could give statistics where executives are reporting a pretty significant return on investment to have programs of coaching for their employees. And that's not necessarily just job performance, teamwork, job satisfaction. It's because they are getting the personal side of coaching in every coaching session. So they're not there just for business. Their personal relationships are improving. Their work relationships are improving. Their communication skills, which, you know, Bruce and I are big on the communication side, it is, you know, paramount that you understand what good communication is, and most people don't. So it this is not like a passing, it's kind of like what's in vogue now. It's really growing and has been growing substantially year over year, and is an integral part of the professional life today.
Yeah, and again, folks, this is something that the price point for these services isn't what you're thinking. You know, you hear me talk about these corporate engagements and those things, and you're right. Some of that stuff does get a little bit, it's a 6-month commitment and it's pricey. However,
the longer the engagement, of course, the higher the commitment of the person, right, which means I want to reach my goals and I'm committed to investing in myself to reach them. And it's really not, often coaching is you're billed by the hour or the month, or maybe it's the full contract of 3 to 6 months. But it's really, and there's prices vary from, you know, coach to coach, of course. But it's really not so much about the money. It's about what you're going to get out of the full engagement.
It is. I just want to underscore the affordability. Like it is affordable, and it is affordable to have paired coaching domestically I'm just trying to
because we partner together, we make it that way. But I guess there may be some people out there wondering, you know, what's it going to cost for me to get coaching? And I think the better question to ask yourself is, what is it going to cost if you don't get coaching? What's it going to cost if you don't achieve your dreams, your dream life, the dream profession, the business you've always dreamed about, the relationship that's going south? What's the cost to you if you don't get there? Right. And I think that's an important question to ask, because we all, you know, use money in different ways, but what's the value of living your best possible life to you? And I think if you look at it that way, you see that the investment in yourself is paramount.
Yeah, it's hard to put a price tag on that, of course.
Right.
It is a consideration. So this thing, you know, things can be made to fit each individual's needs and whatnot. So we can do that. Here is another example how paired coaching could work. So I am consulting a woman that is a coach for women who have gone through the fertility and have had fertility issues and concerns. You know what I mean? You know, some of the women are able to become pregnant, some of the women aren't. And so, right? And so this woman who's a coach, and she has gone through the process and all that other stuff and is doing really well. She called me today to consult on a case where I really need you on this case. I'm like, dude, I'm the furthest thing from a fertility coach. I mean, what are you talking about right now? But you know what? The she started work with the client. The client, obviously, fertility involves most of the time a man and a woman, and most of the time. And anyway, and her partner, how about that? And a woman and a partner. And thank you very much. And anyway, she had partner issues, to say the least, and wanted to consult me on that. And I was trying
There can be outlaying issues that don't have anything to do with the fertility, right? That's affecting.
So, yeah. Or be it for me to ride shotgun on a fertility case. But hey, you know what I'm saying? It takes a village sometimes. Mm-hmm. But anyway, that's just another example, folks, how even, you know, even that would work out, even in something as specific and almost gender-based, because it's primarily women, you know, as a fertility coach of sorts. So anyway, it just kind of shows you, it's another example, Cindy, what you said earlier on today's show, like, you know, you're working with somebody, something else gets uncovered, and wow, you know, you need a hand, you know what I mean? I'm not an electrician.
Right,
but
right.
I just have this broken wire. You know?
Right, something comes up. And I think it's important that we, don't necessarily downplay that a male and female perspective may intersect and may be quite different. So sometimes it's nice to get that opposite sex perspective in a situation, whether it's business or whether it's personal. So I think it can benefit the client in certain situations to have a couple coaches working with them. And then, of course, the one-on-one is very sacred, I think. The relationship that gets built up. I was on the on a call with a client earlier this morning, and we often laugh how in sync we are. The coach's role is to listen and to ask questions to draw the answers out of the client. But it's just funny how once you get to know somebody, how in sync you are, where I'm thinking it as they're saying it, because it becomes so intuitive. And I'm a big believer in using my intuition, which I'm a very intuitive person, in my coaching, and not to be afraid to use it because it can benefit the client. But that one-on-one, you do get into it's like a dance. You know, I think it's a dance. Coaching becomes like a dance. There's a rhythm to it. You're taking the client a little deeper, asking it a different way, kind of pushing them out of their comfort zone so that they can dig it out and bring it up to the surface, because sometimes they know something's not quite right. I need to talk about this today. And they're taking their temperature. It's not quite right. But through the coaching session, what's not quite right becomes really apparent at what's at the root of it. And everybody needs that, you know, that, oh, this is what the real problem is, and this is what I need to do about it. So that you can clear it away, so it's not getting in your way.
Great. That's right. So I want to devote a little bit of time to another area, but we're just going to let Cindy rip and run today. But, you know, one of the things, folks, that Cindy does that I think is also unique to the coaching process is literally training coaches. She's a trainer and an instructor of coaching. And man, folks, I mean, also I want to do a shout out here. Cindy, your people are responding on our Facebook page by leaps and bounds. I'm watching the screen light up here with all of your friends. So thank you very much, Cindy's friends, for lighting up our Facebook page.
That's nice. Thank you. Bruce is much better on the Facebook of it all than I am. Like, he often tells me things and I go, oops, I missed that. Go ahead. Anyway, I know that you have a burning question there.
Well, no. Somewhere. Somewhere I'm going to get to it, right? No, I, one of the things that, I'd like for you to share, I know you just were out of state this last weekend. You had another 3-day teaching thing. And I know you encountered just so many interesting people in your teaching and coaching. Man, just talk about how teaching coaching principles, man, just really how that affects you. How that influences you as a coach and as an ongoing speaker and trainer.
Well, I have to say that, and I was, it's funny you turned it. I didn't realize you were going to ask me that, but one of the things that I wanted to say before I begin is the power of loving what you want to do. I mean, the power of loving what you're doing. And I hope in each show that Bruce and I can convey how much we love helping people and we love the coaching profession. And it's just really waking up every day. When I go to teach, I got to be honest and say that sometimes I see it as a mission of mercy. I am there to serve. I mean, when I show up, I am completely open to everybody who's in that room. And I actually really try to make a concerted effort to get to know everybody individually, to spend some quality time helping move their dial forward. But it's really about serving the group. That's the way I look at it. And, you know, people come from all walks of life. I love people. I love engaging with people. And I find people very fascinating and interesting. So every class I teach, every training I do, there's so many wonderful people showing up and I build relationships with them. But I think what I love most beyond that, that I just love people, I got to tell you, I get great satisfaction out of watching the looks on their faces, because people come in with preconceived notions of what coaching is, or maybe no notions. And when they find out how contrary it is to anything they've ever learned in their entire professional or personal life, they start really paying attention. Because it's, you know, like if you go to school and you've been there, done that, learned it. But what always caught my attention, because I love to learn, is when I showed up at a workshop or a class and it was over my head and it was stuff I had never learned before. That always got my attention. And I watched the look on people's faces, the students, and watched them process through, wow, holy shit, I've never heard this before. That's the part I really like. And then them really sinking in and working within groups to learn it, because it is a skill. You have to practice. People bring their own issues into the practice sessions. People walk out of the trainings having some of their own personal problems solved. And they really find that even if they're afraid they can't learn it, if they keep at it, they do learn it and they do get good at it.
Yeah. Exactly. So, you know, I see that.
Very rewarding.
Yeah, very rewarding. And man, I just, you know, I've seen you several times doing your thing.
I've seen you too. You're not so bad yourself.
Get in where you fit in.
In front of a group. Yeah.
He
can play a group. That's for sure. Yeah. Well, it's liking what you do. You know, if you like people, you want to help people, you want to see people achieve their dreams, you want to see people getting what they really, really want out of life. I mean, you know, that's rewarding. I mean, I don't know about you. I mean, I want my life to go where I want it to go too, but there's some extra zing that comes from helping somebody else do that.
It does. So I think this is something that, you know, that we're just going to continue to talk about and encourage others, you know, like this fertility coach thing, man, that was genius, you know, because, helping her along, and where do I, you know, I said, hey, didn't you go through all this fertility? And yeah, you know, I said, man, you know, you could put your card at some OB/GYN offices and some of the greater,
right,
you know, the fertility clinics here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. Boom. Next thing you know, man, phone's ringing off the hook, right? Because that's such a laser specific.
It's very focused.
Market. And this person is just wonderful for that. And she's just level headed. And it's not like some of the people you and I've encountered. my fertility 1.0, my second book, nothing like that. But nothing like that. That was a little inside joke, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah. That's one maybe we only get, right?
My baby 2.0. Anyway, George Foreman Grill over there, but I went, man, dude. Anyway, but seriously, but yeah, so once again, like overnight, you know, I don't want to say an overnight sensation, but just the phone started ringing. It was such an unmet need, such an underserved population, and what a better way to get some help about a fertility issue rather than seeing a shrink and getting, well, you can't take drugs really, and then number two, or that kind of shrink, or number two, even going into a counselor's office or a social work office, and here I want you to talk to this professional who's never really been in your shoes, you know what I mean? And that's why I kind of chuckled, because I am a professional and I've never been in those shoes, but yet the other aspects to it are very real and very present and need to be addressed for the client. So anyway, I just man, just this paired coaching thing. I mean, what a great paradigm. You know what I mean? And maybe some published literature will come down the pike here on this phenomenon. And but it really is. You know, you just don't want to pair with any old schmo, right?
Right. It's the chemistry. I mean, you have to have the right chemistry, the right ingredients to bake the cake, so to speak. You do have to have the right players in the game. You know, I think it's important, Bruce, that we talk a little bit about why coaching works so quickly. Why is coaching such a growing industry. And the basic premise in coaching being that your client, it's all about the client, and your client has all the answers. It just may be buried deep under layers. And so coaching is really a skill set that can be learned, taught and learned, to ask specific questions, deep probing, what we call open-ended questions, questions that get somebody talking and processing. That's why coaching works. It's not like somebody comes to Bruce or I and says, okay, I have this problem. Give me the answers. What do you think? Because it's really not about what we think. It's really about what does the client want? Why do they want it? What do they got to do to get there? And am I going to ask the right questions which help facilitate that process so they dig in and get committed? Not only find their answers, but get committed to finding their solutions and where they want to go. So it really isn't just somebody on the other end of the phone or sitting in front of you in an office that's sort of just like listening. We are taught to listen, but we are taught to listen on a global, I call it global listening, you know, body language, body posture, gestures, what indicates somebody is actually doing the work and processing. And a lot of people aren't familiar with going to somebody and actually having to do the work. They'll go to a mentor, advisor, friend, counselor, or therapist, and they want answers. And coaching is not about giving answers. It's about asking questions. So I think that once people understand that, but it's almost like you may intellectually understand it, right, Bruce? But until you actually do it and are on the other end receiving coaching, then you get it.
Yeah.
It's almost like you have to have an engagement to understand, oh my God, this is what she's asking me this for. Yeah. The aha moments that come are really powerful.
Yeah. And it is. Look, folks, I'm a native Texan and real conservative guy over here in a lot of ways, you know, nudge, nudge, wink, wink, for real, man. And this really is just nearly supernatural. How this works, being with the other person, doing the coaching techniques, and really partnering with the person. And I know, you know, we're almost sounding like a broken record, and you know, it's not smoke and mirrors. There's very tried and true techniques of just relating to one another. It's really nice, you know what I mean? So it has some of the smatterings of a friendship and relationship. It also has some structure and integrity and a beginning and a middle and an end, if you will, at least mm-hmm. to the coaching piece works. So it really adds an element to it that makes it very respectful, that you have respect for the process and that I have respect for the process. And
I think that's a good choice of words, the respect, The value often comes from somebody realizing that I'm not doing it for them. They're doing it. They're having their own awakening. They're doing the homework. They're doing the action steps. You know, I don't feel like, although people thank you and send you thank you notes and all that stuff is really, really nice to receive. I think what my clients get is that they're doing it. There's a value in taking responsibility and moving the dial in your life and investing in that. And it's not the coach that's getting you there. It's you that's getting you there. And that is something to be respected, because people walk away with a lot more self-respect and a lot more joy in clearing through things and actually getting to the other side so that they're a little lighter. You know what I mean? Like, we get pretty bogged down in life sometimes and we don't even know why this stuff keeps piling up, why it's layered up on top of us, you know, until we start clearing it with somebody. But I think the respect and knowing you're rowing your boat, you know what I mean? But somebody's not doing it for you. You know what I mean? Sure. I like that. I like that about coaching, and I like what it does for my clients.
Yeah. If you had a personal trainer and you made your weight goals and muscle goals and strength goals, you would be thankful for that.
Coaching did come out of athletics too, right?
Yeah.
So I mean, reaching goals that you're working towards, you know, like I do, you know, nutrition coaching. I had a client today and, you know, we're looking at his labs and, you know, the doctor was upset about a number and, you know, it was crazy because he has so moved the dial forward, lost 30 some pounds, is competing again. It just energetically so high from where he was a year ago. And he's done all the work himself, you know, and gets to feel good about that. So it's nice to be a partner in helping somebody in that way.
Yeah, absolutely. Just, you know, very rewarding, and it's good that you're there to be with them and just help them through this chapter in our lives. You know, and our lives are just, you know, we're like a book. You know, we have to get through this next chapter. Right.
And to
see what happens before. And I don't know about you, and it's kind of random, but I've been leaning more towards some open-ended. I know every client's different, but open-ended goal settings, like setting, for instance, like, you know what, let's just see what opportunities avail themselves. See what I mean?
Instead of having to map out every.
I want to make $1 million. Well, this is kind of corny. I don't have this, folks. But, you know, I want to make $500,000 in 2.1 years. And how am I going to do it? Here's the steps. And I'm going to call these people. You know, that really kind of traditional plug and chug type of stuff toward a plug and chug goal. I'm kind of leaning more. That's fine if they have that goal to reach for it, but also being sensitive to opportunities that may avail themselves. What do you,
right, the synchronous. Well, I think to me what you're saying is I know you're a goal-oriented person and I believe in goals and to have a goal you have to have a timeline. It has to be specific and realistic, and there's certain things that make a goal a real logistically good goal. But I think what you're saying is it's okay to plan your life and set goals and work towards achieving them. Of course, we want to be those kind of people. And we want our clients to be those kind of people. But it doesn't mean we are not open to synchronicity and the universe moving us one way or another, or opportunity knocking. And actually, I mean, one of my sayings in business as I built my business career was I never turn down an opportunity. I always investigate first. So I think a lot of people miss opportunities because they just don't carry it through. They don't like sort it through or look at the opportunity. So I think you just want to allow, you know, open the door, you know, crack it enough open so that type of thing comes towards you and you receive it versus just looking down at your paper where you have the goals written out. That's right. What I'm hearing you say is you want to set goals and you want to work towards goals, but sometimes the best things you didn't expect, you didn't plan for.
Yeah, such as being a life coach.
Well, I think that probably is true for most life coaches, right?
Right?
You know, some of the stories like, how did you get into this? And it's like, you're kidding me, really? Yeah. You know, sometimes it's somebody recommending you, somebody saying you should, but you know, sometimes people come across this profession in very strange ways. So, and of course, you know, because I do training and teaching, invariably, people always say, because they've always been the person that everybody went to, the helper. And unfortunately, you have to unravel that a little bit because coaching is not giving advice and coaching is not, you know what I mean, solving problems. Coaching is asking questions to probe and to get the client working. So it's interesting, like all the helpers come together. But the thing is they may have a helping heart and they may get up every day willing to serve. But they have to learn how to coach. You know what I mean? It is a modality and a skill set that you have to learn and practice and practice and practice and learn and practice more. You just don't wake up and you're a coach. You know what I mean? You may have some ingredients that make, you know, you a compassionate, empathetic coach or a good communicator. You know, you may have some skills, but you still have to learn it.
Yeah, you got to learn it just like with plumbing or electricity or whatever. There's
beginner
level folks, you know what I mean, in this business. And there's some rookie folks in this business. And there's they should be coaching assistants versus coaches. But seriously.
Well, and I think that's You know, and you can graduate to higher levels, you know, in terms of credentials. And of course, if you want to be a professional coach, you want to be really a pro at what you do, you know, you are constantly learning and constantly being coached. And, you know, you are getting better, just like anybody gets better at what they do professionally, the longer you do it. I think that would hold true for coaching as well. Wouldn't you agree, Bruce?
Yeah, I would agree. I would definitely agree.
So, and the confidence in what we do. You know, I think the more experience you have, I think the better you get at it. If you're doing what you love, if it's coming from the heart.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. So absolutely. So there is this kind of round peg, round hole thing, you know, with certainly myself in some of these business spheres, but man, you know, I told you recently I signed a contract with a major airline, right, and doing some stuff for them, and wanting to widen out some stuff where I fit there, you know, and then another major airline might be in the midst here because the word gets out once you work with one airline staff,
right, word of mouth,
able to head off a train wreck, then that word gets out in the community. And so no pun intended, folks. Don't call the National Safety Board, please. Okay.
Right. You know, something else I think would I know we're not going to have enough time to really dive into
5 minutes.
We don't have a lot of time, but maybe we can carry into another future show or two is, you know, we've talked to a lot of different professional coaches, and we'll continue to invite guest coaches on the show.
Yes.
Are people who have been coached and really benefited from it can share with our audience. But a lot of, you know, people have a lot of different opinions about where to serve, who to serve, how to build a coaching practice. And, you know, I'm a big believer in individuality, and I think and you too, Bruce, you know, you have a saying, get in where you fit in.
Get in. Yes.
None of us are going to coach in exactly the same way to exactly the same person. And also building a business, I think you have to be, I believe you have to be true to yourself. You have to love what you do. And if you are into marketing your practice, you've got to love the way in which you get your name out there.
Right.
Personally, I like to talk.
Well, yes, but look, I mean,
you know what I mean? Like, I like talking with people. So I mean, that's how I market myself. Yeah. One person at a time, you know, like if it works for you.
If it works. Yeah. I mean, I've told you some horror stories where me and such, we were going to talk to such and so, and the person kind of got, she got cold feet and didn't have confidence. And well, I'm really not this on that, man, look. Okay. And so that's when you go back to being true to yourself. So for me, for instance, and I am so comfortable in certain engagements now, but particularly some of these business coach environments, I'm so comfortable now. The marketing's not hard. Setting up the meeting isn't hard. I'm not scared. I'm not, oh my gosh.
Right. Because it comes natural.
Dude. Yeah. That's like, man, I'm going to set up this meeting and see if there's a chemistry there, if you will. Between myself and who I'm meeting with and the organization, if it works, fine. If it doesn't, well, that's fine.
Oh, wow.
Now you got
your
name out there. You know, it's not necessarily, oh, well, but you know what? Something good will become of that meeting. Seeds were planted. People know about you. It's going to come around. So like you said, Cindy, to your point, if you're really doing what you're really cut out to do and it's in your wheelhouse and it's who you really are almost to your core, then it's not going to be perceived as work. You're not going to feel put
out. It's more natural.
By going on a sales meeting or talking to a stranger. You're like, oh, my God, I'm so nervous if I elevate
what
I say. Oh, my God, I'm so nervous. It's so hey, that should be the easiest thing. Right.
Well, and also when you talked about opportunities coming at you, or sometimes I talk about the universe pulling you in a certain direction, it's going to pull you in where your skill set is, where your comfortability is, where your natural fit is. And so I think when you're if you try too hard, you're trying too hard. You know what I mean? You got to find, I always tell new coaches, you got to find a couple ways that you enjoy getting in front of people. So find your niche, and it's not the same for everybody. So I think you got to build
or
where
find
your strength
out-
is.
Yeah, or find out who you are and then build that niche from that.
Yeah, what makes you comfortable?
Yeah.
I personally, I don't want to get up every day and do what I hate doing. I don't know about you, but you know, I mean, when I had a corporate career, there were jobs I loved and bosses I loved and in a roles I loved playing, and then there were tasks I hated. And so when you have a coaching business and you think about the business side of your business, it better be stuff you don't mind doing, my opinion. Because if you're not a speaker and you're forcing yourself to go on the speaker circuit, you're not going to be very happy for long. So I think happiness is important, contentment's important, and getting up every day and spending the day doing what you enjoy doing. If you do that, you'll be more successful than if you fit yourself like the square peg in the round hole kind of a thing, which I think a lot of business people and coaches end up finding themselves doing things they don't enjoy doing.
Right.
Gotta love it.
I think that's a great point. Hey, folks, we're about 1 minute away. Here's an earth-shattering announcement. Yes, the Concierge Coaches Show is now on iTunes and Google Play. So watch us. Watch for some links on our Facebook page and our respective Facebook pages. And we'll update our websites accordingly. So, yes, starting now, effective immediately, all your favorite back episodes of the Concierge Coaches Show are available on iTunes and Google Play. What do you think about that? That's pretty hardcore.
Fabulous.
I know.
Hardcore. I know. And I can be reached at wisdomfoods.com and at 714-943-6206. If I can be of service, please give me a call. And Bruce?
I'm at www.conciergecoach.net. Our Facebook is at Concierge Coaches Show. My Twitter is at Cameron Coaches. So there it is, another fantastic show wrapped up again here on LA Talk Radio, the Concierge Coaches Show with yours truly and Cindy DeFerdinand. We'll see you next week. Same time, Bruce.
Thank you. Everybody have a good day. Take care.
Take care. See you next time.
You're listening to the Concierge Coaches Show with Bruce Cameron and Cindy DeFerdinand, only on LA Talk Radio.